This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Government agencies are working on ways to trim the federal workforce as requested by the Trump administration. Offering buyouts to federal employees is one way. But up till now, the maximum that could be offered is $25,000. Now, a Senate bill coming before a committee today could increase it to $40,000, the first bump in decades. Marketplace's Aaron Trenk reports.
A buyout boost could be attractive to many in an aging federal workforce, says Paul Light, a professor of public service at NYU.
There are a lot of feds who've been hanging around now, waiting for some reason to let go.
The buyout cap has been stuck at 25 grand since the 90s.
Obviously, it needs to increase.
Elaine K. Mark at the Brookings Institution says President Bill Clinton used buyouts to downsize the Defense Department after the Cold War ended, and then extended them to the entire federal government in 1994. About 350,000 workers left.
That worked well. Government shrank and achieved some efficiencies.
But it's more complicated today, K. Mark says, when some agencies are understaffed and have high-level vacancies.
If buyouts are taken in areas where the government is already struggling to find people, then you're in trouble.
That's why K-Mark says buyouts to shrink government must be done thoughtfully. You shouldn't just cut people, but cut and reorganize positions, too. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.